I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, to talk about a report on Falkirk Community Planning Partnership. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it's a review of Falkirk Community Planning Partnership, or CPP. And these partnerships were set up across Scotland a decade ago to bring councils, health board and other public, business and voluntary bodies to sit down together to tackle complex problems in local communities. And these are real nitty-gritty problems which matter to people, reducing crime, how schools are doing, providing jobs, joining up health and social care, reducing health and social inequalities, and it's local partnerships that decide which ones are most important to them.
So what are the main findings?
Well, there is a strong culture of local collaboration which has helped Falkirk respond quickly to local problems and secure funding for major initiatives. There's also been improvement over the last few years against most indicators. That's fine. But sadly, there is very little evidence to suggest that any of this has been directly due to the CPP. And there's the rub. If Falkirk is to fully realise the benefits of community planning, the partnership needs to do a lot more.
In what areas?
It needs to set clear priorities to target specific areas of local concern, ensure effective systems are in place for scrutiny, make sure those priorities are delivered, and that also means partners holding each other to account for the contribution they make to the partnership.
And how does this affect the public?
Well, public sector bodies collectively spend around £1 billion a year on providing services to people in the Falkirk area. That's a lot of money by any measure. Good community planning can ensure that this money is spent more effectively.
So what do you want to see happen next?
The Commission believes the CPP must provide strong leadership to ensure that partners' resources are aligned to local priorities and to help partners, particularly the Council and the Health Board, overcome barriers to joint resourcing. It needs to develop better performance management information and improve its engagement with local people. Collectively, they need to show the progress against the outcomes they want to achieve for the people of Falkirk.
Douglas, thank you.